Today's Our Noble Image will be presented in Hindi and English, with subtitles in Arabic, Oleksis or Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Nepali, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, Tagalog, and Thai.
Sri Aurobindo once said about the mother,
"The one whom we adore as the mother is the divine conscious force that dominates all existence. One and yet so many-sided that to follow her movement is impossible even for the quickest mind and for the freest and most vast intelligence. The mother is the consciousness and force of the Supreme, and far above all she creates."
नमस्ते सकारात्मक सोच वाले दर्शकों, और आज के विवेकवान वंशावली के कार्यक्रम में स्वागत है। आज हम अपने शाकाहारी आध्यात्मिक समुदाय पर चित्रित तीन भाग वाले कार्यक्रम के दूसरे भाग को जारी रखते हैं, जो श्री अरविंदो और मीरा अल्फसा के विचारों और शिक्षाओं से प्रेरित था, जो कि प्रेम पूर्वक माता के रूप में जानी गई।
Sri Aurobindo's spiritual collaborator is the mother. You have a photograph here. And she was born in France. She grew up in the West. And when she came to India, she met Sri Aurobindo. She recognized that he was the person who was guiding her from her childhood as her spiritual master. And she joined him in the work.
श्री अरविंदो से भौतिक रूप से मिलने से पहले माता एक गुरु के दृष्टांत द्वारा मार्गदर्शित हुई थी, जिसे उन्होंने कृष्ण कहा। श्री अरविंदो को पहली बार अपने सामने देखकर और उनको अपनी आंतरिक दृष्टियों में पहचानकर उन्होंने अपनी डायरी में अगली सुबह लिखा, "यह छोटी चीज है कि हजारों प्राणी सघन अज्ञानता में गोता लगाते हैं। वे जिनको हमने कल देखा धरती पर हैं, उनकी उपस्थिति यह सिद्ध करने के लिए काफी है कि एक दिन ऐसा आएगा जब अंधकार प्रकाश में रूपांतरित हो जाएगा और परमात्मा का शासन धरती पर वास्तव में स्थापित होगा।
Between 11 and 13, a series of psychic and spiritual experiences revealed to me not only the existence of God, but man's possibility of uniting with Him, of realizing Him integrally in consciousness and action, of manifesting Him upon earth in a life divine. This, along with a practical discipline for its fulfillment, was given to me during my body's sleep by several teachers, some of whom I met afterwards on the physical plane. Later on, as the interior and exterior development proceeded, the spiritual and psychic relation with one of these beings became more and more clear and frequent. And although I knew little of the Indian philosophies and religions at that time, I was led to call him Krishna, and henceforth I was aware that it was with him whom I knew I should meet on earth one day, that the divine work was to be done.
माताजी 1878 में पेरिस फ्रांस में पैदा हुई और उनको जन्म का नाम मीरा अल्फसा दिया गया। वे 1914 तक फ्रांस में रही। अपने प्रारंभिक वर्षों में एक बार उन्होंने कहा,
"When and how did I become conscious of a mission which I was to fulfill on earth. It is difficult to say when it came to me. It is as though I were born with it, and following the growth of the mind and brain, the precision and completeness of this consciousness grew also. From the age of 5, I was conscious that I did not belong to this world, that I did not have a human consciousness. My sadhana began at that age. There was a small chair for me on which I used to sit still, engrossed in my meditation. A very brilliant light would then descend over my head and produce some turmoil inside my brain. Of course, I understood nothing. It was not the age for understanding. But gradually, I began to feel, I shall have to do some tremendously great work that nobody yet knows.
'1926 में श्री अरविंदो ने पुंडीचेरी भारत में एक छोटे से आश्रम की स्थापना की। उनका लक्ष्य केवल सांसारिक जीवन का परित्याग नहीं था, उनका लक्ष्य वास्तव में मानवता को जगत में अधिक स्वर्गीय रूप से लयबद्ध होने और पूर्णता व्यक्त करने के विकास में सहायता करना था। अपने विवेकवान लक्ष्य के प्रारंभिक विकास में उन्होंने माताजी से सहायता प्राप्त की। उन्होंने अपना शेष जीवन श्री अरविंदो आश्रम के विकास के लिए समर्पित कर दिया। 1950 में श्री अरविंदो के गुजरने के बाद उन्होंने शिष्यों को अकेले मार्गदर्शित किया, खुद को कार्यों के सभी पक्षों में शामिल करके।
श्री अरविंदो एंड द मदर बोथ एस्टैब्लिश्ड इन द आश्रम थिंग्स व्हिच एट दैट टाइम वेयर फार अहेड इन द फ्यूचर। So here in the ashram, the mother had the women also come forward as equal to men, dress in the same dress for exercises and do all the physical exercises of gymnastics, athletics, swimming, everything together with men as equal. Okay, they had as much responsibility as men. So she brought this whole awakening of the feminine gender in humanity almost like now 80 years ago. At that time people said, oh, this is revolutionary. The second thing she did was to bring in the ashram the value of physical culture and health, because the body also must participate in the divine realization. So the body must be healthy, the body must be strong and must express beauty, harmony, suppleness. So the training of the physical program which she brought is so complete that all the students in our school who go through this training, they come out with very healthy, strong, conscious body, and both for women and men. So at that time when she did this, people said, oh, why are you exercising so much? Everybody wants to exercise. Everybody wants a body which is healthy and beautiful.
Mataji ne bhi ek jaivik sahakari ahar ke saath saath संसाधनों के दीर्घकालिक उपयोग पर जोर दिया। श्री श्रद्धालु रामदेव समझाते हैं,
सिमिलरली इन द फूड शी ब्रॉट अ न्यू डायमेंशन। एट दैट टाइम शी सेड, यू मस्ट ग्रो फूड ऑर्गेनिकली विदाउट पेस्टिसाइड, विदाउट फर्टिलाइजर, कुक इन अ हेल्दी वे, ईट फ्रेश एंड वेजिटेरियन फूड। ऑल ऑफ दीज थिंग्स एट दैट टाइम वेर रेवोल्यूशनरी। Similarly with the economy, she said the economy of that time was wasteful. She said everything must be recycled. And every single object in the ashram used to be recycled. Even a letter which comes, the envelope they would turn inside out and reuse the envelope. And the waste paper would be used to make new paper. So at that time, 50 years ago, they said, oh, why are you doing all this? Today the whole world is coming forward in this way. So in many ways, the ashram was always ahead in evolution, in possibility of seeing the future and realizing the future. And in this way, it has served the whole of society and humanity by leading the way for the future which must be realized. Even today there are many more things in arts, in sciences, in social living, where she saw what the future needed and she has established herself.
यह समय के दौरान हुआ जब श्री अरविंदो आश्रम में एक परिवर्तन शुरू किया जिसने धीरे धीरे एक सामान्य आश्रम को प्रयत्नशील आध्यात्मिक केंद्र में बदल दिया जो आज के जगत के लिए एक उदाहरण बन गया है। हम इस संक्षिप्त संदेश के बाद शीघ्र वापस लौटेंगे। कृपया सुप्रीम मास्टर टेलीविजन पर बने रहें।
Sri Aurobindo emphasized that from the beginning, the mother and himself followed the same sadhana.
Mother was doing yoga before she knew or met Sri Aurobindo. But their lines of sadhana independently followed the same course. When they met, they helped each other in perfecting the sadhana.
हमारी विवेकवान वंशावली श्री अरविंदो और माता पर हमारे कार्यक्रम में वापस स्वागत है। नवंबर 1926 में, उसी वर्ष जिसमें उन्होंने पौंडीचेरी में आश्रम की स्थापना की थी, श्री अरविंदो अपने शिष्यों के साथ संदेश प्रचार के लिए समय देने और योग पर ध्यान केंद्रित करने के लिए सार्वजनिक जीवन से रिटायर हो गए। उन्होंने आश्रम का आध्यात्मिक प्रभार माता जी को सौंप दिया।
When Sri Aurobindo formally established the ashram, there were already about 40 disciples around him. He gave full responsibility of organizing the ashram to the mother. And the mother kept contact daily with everybody in the ashram, helping them in their spiritual life, in their sadhana, but also in organizing the work and life of the ashram, so that in everything we could bring in that beauty, that perfection, that future vision. And it was she who gave it this very advanced vision, which has made the ashram what it is today.
समय के साथ अधिक से अधिक लोग शांतिपूर्ण अरविंदो आश्रम की ओर आकर्षित होने लगे, जो आध्यात्मिक, शैक्षणिक और प्रगतिशील सामाजिक उद्यान के रूप में बना हुआ था।
In the early 40s, a few disciples arrived in the ashram along with their children to seek refuge from the perils of war. For these children and a few others already present, in 1943, the mother started a school and the ashram entered a new phase of its existence. Very early on, the mother had written about a dream she had.
There should be somewhere on earth a place where children would be able to grow and develop integrally without losing contact with their souls. Education would be given not for passing examinations or obtaining certificates and posts, but to enrich existing faculties and bring forth new ones.
So even today, all over India and even all over the rest of the world, the educational system removes the human consciousness and makes you machine and robot. And everybody is unhappy. Children are suffering, parents are unhappy, teachers are unhappy, and society is becoming unhappy. We must go back to a system of education where every child we see as a special conscious soul in evolution. And every child has a unique experience to grow and a unique gift for the world and needs a unique support. And it is such a system that we have created here in the Sri Aurobindo International Center of Education.
Sri Aurobindo said,
Man is inwardly a soul and a conscious power of the divine. And the evocation of this real man within is the right object of education. And indeed, of all human life, if it would find and live according to the hidden truth and deepest law of its own being.
The mother herself was one of the first teachers. Her active involvement and guidance was the very foundation of the school, which gradually expanded to become the Sri Aurobindo International Center of Education. The ashram continued to grow around the mother and her boundless energy and care. Every day, she met the disciples, answered their questions, replied to their letters, appeared for the balcony darshan, and distributed flowers. She also oversaw the growth of the various departments that took shape as the need arose.
श्री अरविंदो और माताजी का आध्यात्मिक विकास का सहभागी दृष्टिकोण आज भी श्री अरविंदो आश्रम के साथ साथ समीप के अंतर्राष्ट्रीय ओरोविल शहर में जो भारत में पुडुचेरी के निकट स्थित है जीवित है। माताजी से प्रेरित ओरोविल हमारे ग्रह के जीवन को लाभ देने के लिए सतत अभ्यासों का एक जीवंत उदाहरण है। कृपया हमारे अंतिम भाग तीन के लिए हमारे साथ जुड़े जहाँ हम देखेंगे कैसे ये सामान्य लगने वाले लेकिन शक्तिशाली दिव्य परिलक्षणों ने जीवन के एक अधिक विवेकवान मार्ग को प्रेरित किया है। कृपया देखें www.sriarobindosociety.org.in। श्री अरविंदो माताजी और श्री अरविंदो आश्रम के बारे में अधिक जानने के लिए। हमारी विवेकवान वंशावली में आज हमसे जुड़ने के लिए आपको धन्यवाद। कृपया गुरु और शिष्यों के मध्य के लिए सुप्रीम मास्टर टेलीविजन पर बने रहें। स्वर्गमय विश्वास आपके जीवन में आनंद और पवित्रता लाए। थैंक यू फॉर ज्वाइनिंग अस टुडे ऑन अवर नोबल लिनेज। प्लीज स्टे ट्यून टू सुप्रीम मास्टर टेलीविजन फॉर बिटवीन मास्टर एंड डिसाइपल्स। मे फेथ इन द डिवाइन ब्रिंग यू जॉय एंड सेरेनिटी।
For more details, please see www.suprememastertv.com/NL.